This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Military officers in oil-producing Gabon said they had seized power on Wednesday and had put President Ali Bongo under house arrest, stepping in minutes after the Central African State's election body announced he had won a third term. Moki Edwin Kendezga reports.
Ce jour, 30 août 2023.
Soldiers declare on Gabonese TV that the military, united in a transitional committee, is putting an end to the leadership of President Ali Bongo. Gabon held elections on August 26, but contested results indicate 69-year-old Albert Ondo Osa, a former minister and university professor, won the poll. Ondo said Ali Bongo wanted to steal his victory. Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The United States is concerned arms negotiations between Russia and North Korea are advancing actively, the White House said on Wednesday. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told a press briefing Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu had tried on a visit to North Korea to convince Pyongyang to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday called for a review of corrupt decisions he said had been made by medical commissions that assess whether conscripts are fit for service in Ukraine's military. Speaking during his nightly address, Zelensky said the number of medical exemptions from military service granted in some regions had increased tenfold and that law enforcement had documented instances of bribes worth thousands of dollars. This is VOA News. Hurricane Idalia slammed into the U.S. state of Florida as an extremely dangerous Category 3 out of 5 storm Wednesday, bringing torrential downpours, flooding, and destructive winds. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Eyewitness video showed flooded roads in Tampa Bay, and traffic camera footage showed flooding on Interstate 275 as waves washed over the Howard Franklin Bridge. In St. Petersburg, Florida, police video showed parts of the city underwater, swamped by raging floodwaters. As it crawled across the state into southern Georgia, Idalia weakened to a Category 1 hurricane. That's according to the National Hurricane Center, which predicted Idalia would downgrade to a tropical storm overnight and into Thursday.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. A planned United Nations vote on Wednesday to renew approval for a peacekeeping mission in Lebanon has been delayed as France, the United States, and the United Arab Emirates argue over the freedom of movement of UN troops, diplomats said. The UN interim force in Lebanon, established in 1978, patrols Lebanon's southern border with Israel. The mandate for the operation is renewed annually, and its current authorization will expire Thursday. Some 15,000 people, including many tourists, paste each other with tomatoes at Spain's annual Tomatilla street battle takes place in an eastern town. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Workers on trucks tip 120 tons of overripe tomatoes into the main street of the town for participants to throw. The fight leaves the street, its houses and the participants drenched in red pulp. Then the town's hosed down and the revelers shower off within minutes. After the hour-long noon battle, the festival, held on the last Wednesday of August, was inspired by a food fight between local children in 1945 in the town, located in a tomato-producing region. Media attention in the 1980s turned it into a national and international event, drawing participants from every corner of the world. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Donald Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is liable for defaming two election workers in the U.S. state of Georgia who were the target of vote-rigging conspiracy accusations following the 2020 U.S. presidential election, a judge in Washington ruled on Wednesday. U.S. District Judge Beryl Hall issued the order as a sanction against Giuliani for failing to turn over electronic records sought by two Fulton County election workers in the case. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.